It's called The World's Most Dangerous Paper Route, and film director-producer Stephen Barber just returned from Afghanistan, documenting the dangerous process.
It is the world's most dangerous paper route. Stars and Stripes has been delivering the paper downrange in combat zones for, you know, almost 100 years.
Who delivers it?
Local nationals. Four drivers have been killed in the last 12 years. I mean, it's really that serious.
Explain how this works. We know what Afghanistan is. It's the last stop on the bus line, and you know, it's a very difficult place, but tell us what you saw.
Well, you know, it was obviously much more dangerous when the Iraq war was happening. You know, right now we still have 10,000 troops in Afghanistan, so it's hot. I mean, it's very dangerous. It's, you know, complete combat zone. We were watching, you know, hundreds of our bravest young men and women going out on engagements every single day, you know, killing the Taliban. Mm-hmm. And it's just really important. They don't have wireless over there. They don't have, there is an app for Stars and Stripes, but they can't really get it. It's just really important to DOD, the Defense Department, to make sure that this paper gets to our troops. It's kind of like the conduit to America. Mm-hmm. And so they put it at very, very top of the list as far as getting that paper out there.
How many locations do they have to go to make these deliveries?
Well, there's 7 print sites, from Kuwait to Qatar to Djibouti, Iraq. Still, I mean, there's...
What are the stops on the route in Afghanistan?
Kandahar, Kabul. There's several forward operating bases, which I can't tell you because I don't know.
All hotspots.
Yeah, the Chinook. We actually got to go to a Camp Lightning. You can't find this place on a map, and you don't want to. You can almost see the Himalayas. I mean, it's beautiful country, but it's wickedly dangerous.
Yeah, the Hindu Kush is in the background.
Absolutely, yeah. So it was pretty dramatic to just be part of that, being on a Chinook with 30, 40 guys, you know.
And this is all to deliver papers.
This is how they get the papers out there.
Mm.
That is the mechanism to make sure the papers get delivered.
How long does it take to do what they have to do?
The papers come in to Bagram at, 9:45 in the morning on a DHL plane. And then they are rapidly, deployed to where these, I mean, it's miraculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about how important it is for the United States military to get these papers out there, I mean, it's as important as food and water. This is the world's most dangerous paper route, but more than that, this is one of the most noble undertakings that America does. And what Stars and Stripes is doing, the unsung heroes, and that's really what the story is about these people that are former military, not necessarily military, but just really are huge patriots who want to make sure that this paper gets out there. What they're doing, mm-hmm. 7 days a week, 24/7, is what the story is all about. Anybody wants information, if I can give my website, it's Vanilla Fire Productions or VanillaFire.com. We like to think of ourselves as one of the most noble film companies in America.
The film, The World's Most Dangerous Paper Route, is expected out later in the year. J.J. Green, WTOP News.
There's something happening here.